This is the Lightning Strike. She's a rebel. She's a saint. She's the salt of the earth, and she's dangerous. She's a rebel, vigilante, missing link on the brink of destruction. From Chicago to Toronto, she's the one that they call. Hello, once again, everyone. It is December 7th, 2005, and I'm bringing you a Lightning first quarter season break. They had 6 days off. They're right in the middle of that right now. They're going to be back tomorrow. I'm recording this on the 7th here. So I just wanted to catch you up to speed on what's going on in the league and also summarize the Lightning season so far here. I know I haven't had a podcast in about 2 weeks here. Had a lot going on. Had a bad cold. I did mention right before the game I went to, the game against Toronto in Tampa. I ended up going to that game, and it was great. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But I just wanted to tell you that this show is going to be a little bit different than the others there. I'm not going to summarize a game. I'm just going to kind of go through. Got to get my socks off here. And if anybody knows how to train a cat not to piss on things, let me know, because my cat doesn't get along with the other cats in this house here. And it gets scared, and it won't go in its litter box. It sometimes does, and then sometimes it'll go outside, and it's just out on the porch trying to piss in the plant, man. It's freaking ridiculous. And I don't know anything other to do than yell at it and put it in its litter box after it does that. But it'll piss in the sink. I'll come home, I'll be like washing a plate off, and all of a sudden I smell cat piss all over it. So how does that make you feel? Come home, you try to clean off a plate in the sink, and there's cat piss on it. You know, I can't even eat off of it. It's ridiculous. But on to the info here. The Lightning had 6 days off. Their last game was against the Chicago Blackhawks, and I'll tell you about that game. They actually didn't play too well against them. I think Chicago, I give them a lot of credit. They played pretty tough. They were sloppy, but they did do a lot of forechecking, and they just kind of clogged up the neutral zone, and they were just kind of making us play their speed, which is a lot slower, and we ended up tying that game and going into overtime, and overtime was nothing going on as well. There was I think we had one chance. I didn't keep the stats from that game there, but we had one chance in overtime, and the goals earlier, St. Louis scored right away in the first, a power play goal, which I was like, yeah, we're going to jump all over them. And then Chicago came back and tied it up. So it was 1-1 going into the second. And LeCavalier scored from Dan Boyle. And then Bell scored. So they tied it up. Basically, we score, they score to tie it up. And 2-2 going into overtime, nothing happens. We go into the shootout. And I was like, ah, here we go, man. And the shootout lately, last two shootouts, we've been pretty good, and we won the last one there, but this one, they had LeCavalier shooting first, which they should all the time, because he's the fucking man, and he scores. He does a little backhanded over the glove side. I think it was glove side. Yeah, it was glove side. I forget who their goalie was that was starting. It wasn't Javi Bulin, though. It was the rookie. I think it was Johnson. Yeah, some rookie from Chicago, and he was pretty good. We didn't have a lot of shots on him, but he was pretty good. I was impressed. But LeCavalier scored in the shootout first, and then Graham had a couple of big saves. I think Prosper scored as well, and Graham did it, man. He made the save when it counted, and he was all pumped. So we get a true win in the shootout, man. That was great. So. And then the game before that, that was the game I went to. Took a few photos. There's a funny story. Stephanie tried to bring in her digital camera. She has a Canon 10D, and she had a telephoto lens she got from her boss. Like, we were all set, man. We're ready to go. I had a couple of beers in the car before we even entered the stadium, playing some pinball in the bar out front right before the game. Typical routine before I went to the hockey games 2 years back. So we're like trying to get in. I'm still sick. Can you hear that? It's ridiculous. It's been like 3 weeks. Trying to get in, and I go in. I get my ticket. You know, I just show them what's in my pockets. That's about it. And then behind me, Stephanie's like, "Hey, come here. And the guy's like, yeah, she can't bring that lens in. It's a professional camera. It's considered a professional camera. I'm like, what? And I started to give the guy an attitude right away. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I used to bring cameras in all the time. He's like, yeah, well, a couple years back, they had a rule. If it was larger than a dollar bill, now it's like no detachable lenses at all. So we couldn't bring her camera in, which is ridiculous. And they had us go up to guest services and check it. And I'm like, all right, yeah, we'll come get it after the first period. That didn't work either. We tried to get it back like three times. And they're like, oh, we need to escort you out if you get the camera back. So we didn't get the photos that I thought. I do have a few. And I'm planning on putting them up on the website, toxictuna.net, toxictuna.net. They'll be on the first page there. There'll be a little link, photo link there. I'm going to probably get those up later today. But on to the game. Right away, Toronto came out and they scored the first goal. It was like a little breakaway, which I was like, damn. And they scored right away. We had seats. We were way up in the top. But we were right at center ice, but I was just examining the game, and I was telling Stephanie, because she's never went to a game before, I'm like, yeah, we'll scope out some seats down low, and we'll just try to go to them. And sure enough, after the first period, we're losing 1-0. We went and tried to get her camera. We went down to section 129, and I was scoping out these. There's like five seats right up on the top row of the bottom section, which is good. It's like the 15th row right on the ice. And we went and sat in there, man. The guard, the freaking usher or whatever, he was outside talking to somebody outside of the entrance to the section there, and we just walked right by, had my Labatt's in hand, of course, and got pretty wasted at that game as well. It's tough getting up at 6 to go to work the next morning. But we sat down, man, nothing at all, no one bothering us, and we actually got to sit there the rest of the game, so paying $25 a ticket. Actually, it was like $22 a ticket, and then moving down, man, that was great. Hate to not have to pay for a ticket, but hey, if the seats are open, man, fill them. That's what I got to say. So we ended up, St. Louis had a little breakaway, and it was right in front of us. You know, I wish I got a camera shot of it, but it was right in front of us. He had a breakaway. The goalie, Belfour, deflected the puck over his back, and it like trickled down his back. And it went in, so we tied it up. It was 1-1, and that was great because just sitting there watching that right in front of you, it was pretty cool, and the place freaking erupted, man. It was quite amazing. So it's 1-1, and we were playing tough, man. I was like, yeah, dude, 1-1. And that game was one of the games I saw them. The team was back. I was like, yeah, they're playing really good against Toronto, and Toronto's always a tough team to play. So I think we move on to the third. It's 1-1 late in the third, and Stephanie was all like, yeah, what happens if it goes into overtime? I'm like, it's great, man. And she kind of knows about the shootout. She's like, oh, maybe we'll get to see a shootout. I'm like, no, we don't want a shootout. We don't want a shootout. We want to win now. And sure enough, actually earlier in that game, they had a 5-on-3 against us right after they scored their goal. So, like, 5 minutes into the game, they get a 5-on-3 and a 1-0 lead on us, and we killed off that 5-on-3, and I think that's kind of what sparked them for the rest of the game there. I just remember that. I don't have any notes written down from the game. I'm just kind of remembering this from a week ago. Hope my memory serves me right. Damn, I'm bleeding again. But anyways, there's about 5 minutes to go, and we come down the ice there. It was like another – there's a lot of fast play, like end-to-end play in the third period there. It was good to see. We were actually standing because St. Louis had a breakaway on the rush down the ice prior, and he comes back again. I believe he gets a pass from Boyle, but he comes down again. He shoots. He misses. It gets deflected out front, and then right circle, Kubina's sitting there waiting, man, and he freaking rips it, man. He rips it through Belfour, and they score with like 2 minutes to go. So we go up 2-1, and they go on to win, man, and it was great. And I got to yell at a lot of Maple Leaf fans on the way out, man. Fucking check them. It's great. But it was an awesome game, man. It was the best way to come back, man. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to this game and just to see what happens. And against Toronto, man, that was tough. So now I'm going to kind of go on here. Let me move my mic a little bit closer here. I'm going to go on and go through the standings so far. So we have the Tampa Bay Lightning We're 15, 10, and 3. And basically we have 33 points. Carolina, they have 34 points, so they're 1 point ahead of us. And then we have the Atlanta Thrashers. I watched that game last night. They lost against the San Jose Sharks. I thought Atlanta would be doing a little bit better after when I saw them play us last. They have 23 points. They're 10 and 15. And then we got the Panthers and the Capitals, 22 and 20 points. And one surprise I'm sure everyone is about this year, well, considering Yager's having a great year, New York Rangers in the Atlantic, they have 39 points. They're 18 and 8. The Flyers, 15 and 6 and 4 with 34 points. The Devils, Islanders, and Penguins with 20 points. And I really see the Rangers, you know, doing good. I don't know if they're going to keep it up. But the Devils, too, I'm kind of impressed with the Devils. But they lost last night pretty bad. And then we go to Ottawa. Ottawa's only lost 4 games all year. No overtime losses. So they're 21 and 4 with 42 points, and they have the most points in the entire National Hockey League. Detroit's been sliding in the West there, but I'll talk about them in a second. So we got Ottawa at 42 points, Buffalo, Montreal at 35 points. Montreal is 15-7, but they have 5 overtime losses, which you still get points for them, but I don't know, that doesn't show a lot. You know, I'd like to see as few as possible of those on my team. But anyways, Buffalo is 17 and 10. They're doing pretty well, and they're ahead of us in the standings. They have 35 points, and then Toronto with 33. So the Northeast division, they're pretty tough. And Boston, they got rid of Thornton. Thornton went over to the Sharks. They were talking about him last night. So that's the East. Into the West, got the Red Wings. They're 18 and 8 and 2, and they have 38 points. And their last 10 games are only 3-6 and 1. So they're sliding a little bit, and actually Nashville is right behind them at 37 points. They're 17 and 4, and last 10 games are 8 and 2, so that's amazing. And then we go down to the Blackhawks with 22 points. So between second and third in that division, 37 to 22 points, it's crazy. Blue Jackets, they have 14 points. St. Louis Blues, they're 13. They're probably the worst team in the Hockey League, NHL this year. We got Vancouver, they're 17 and 9. Calgary is 16 and 9. They have 35 points. Vancouver has 36 points. Edmonton, 15, 11 and 2 with 32 points. And then we go back to Dallas. Dallas is 17, 7 and 1 with 35. The Kings, 16, 11 and 1 with 33. And then the Coyotes there, 15, 12 and 2. 32 points, and even the Ducks there, and Sharks, they're 28 and 24, so that's going to be, the Pacific's always a tough place to be in there, because all those teams do pretty well. They got some good teams there, but that's about it. Tomorrow, the Lightning are going to be playing the St. Louis Blues. Just talked about them. They do have the worst record in the National Hockey League, but yeah, that doesn't say anything, because any team can beat any team on any given night. Just you gotta play the team, man. And all the East teams are playing the West now, which is kind of exciting too. So I like to see it. But that's about it. I'll hopefully get those photos up, and I'll see you guys next time. And go Lightning!